This is Morning Edition. As part of its broader education coverage, WUNC hired six teenagers this summer and trained them to report stories from their communities. Today we get a personal story from 17-year-old Chelsea Corinta from Pittsburgh. She brings us this profile of her former classmate, Asia Evans.
When I was 15, my father was sentenced to 3 months in prison. I remember feeling angry, confused, and alone, but I wasn't alone. I was one of the 2.7 million Americans under 18 with a parent who's incarcerated. In 2013, Sesame Street even created a series of videos for kids starring a Muppet named Alex, whose dad's in jail.
I usually don't want people to know about my dad. When they find out that he's in jail, that he broke the law, I feel so
ashamed.
Yeah.
These videos are recommended for children between the ages of 3 and 8. Not teenagers like me, or my former classmate, 18-year-old Asia Evans. Her dad has been in prison for drug possession and dealing since she was 4. We agreed to keep his name out of the story. She used to visit him when she was young, but they lost touch.
He was in prison for most of my life, and we have tried to have a relationship, but it didn't work.
As the tattoo on her shoulder proudly states, Asia is a survivor. Throughout her teenage years, her father's absence has become a significant emotional struggle for her. She's fought through depression, self-harm, and anxiety, none of which are covered in Sesame Street's video series.
I just kind of backed into a corner. Like, I felt like I had no one there for me at all. And it's hard because you try filling the holes that you have within yourself with so many things, but you just have to come to the realization, like, this hole is going to be here.
Asia's dad was released from prison on July 1st, 2014. He was transferred to a halfway house. It's a monitored and secure location where prisoners begin to reintegrate into society. Asia wants to visit him and wants to set aside all her anger and sadness.
I think it's going to be harder for me to incorporate the word dad into my vocabulary now that he's, you know, back here.
A few weeks later, Asia and I made the hour-long trip to the halfway house to meet her father. I was busy asking a local where to park when Asia recognized someone in the parking lot.
This guy. That's my...
Do you know...
That's my dad.
...where I can park?
Is that your dad? No, him.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
I've got to get out.
Okay.
He didn't actually recognize Asia at first, but once he did, he couldn't take his eyes off her. He didn't seem to know what to say.
What?
I ain't know that was you, man.
Why? How?
Just got out 3 weeks ago.
What is it? I've missed you.
We went inside the halfway house, and I agreed to turn off the recorder. They talked about regular stuff. How's your mom? How's your brother? Why'd you cut off all your hair? Asia made plans to visit again and programmed her number into her dad's new cell phone so they could stay in touch. Asia cried and told him how much she didn't want him to go back to prison. She missed him. Her father held her hand and teared up himself. And then the 2-hour visitation time was up.
Bye.
The afternoon ended with hugs and I love yous. But what Asia wanted was an apology, some assurance that he's out of prison for good. She didn't get that. There's no quick fix for their relationship. No furry Muppets are there to give Asia advice on forgiving and starting a new life with her father. But today was a start.
He seemed happy to see you.
And that was so... That's what I was worried about.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I had a little moment where I was just like... I just don't want him to go back. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I thought his mentality had changed a little bit, but... I was wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
He's still your dad.
Yeah.
Asia is a rising sophomore in college. She's going to school down the street from the halfway house where her dad will spend the next few months. For WUNC's Youth Radio Institute, I'm Chelsea Corinta.